Hey everyone, your designers are here.
I'm Anita from Cedar Hill Farmhouse.
And I'm Yvonne at Stone Gable.
And I'm Kelly from My Soulful Home. And we have tips and tricks and decorating and advice for you. So let's get started. This episode of Decorating Tips and Tricks is brought to you by our sponsor, Farmhouse Refined. We love the wares at Farmhouse Refined, and we're going to tell you a little bit about it later on and give you a discount code that you can use for your first purchase.
Ooh, I'm excited about the discount code.
Oh, yeah, me too. I'm all about the discount.
So you got to listen up.
Mm-hmm.
All righty. Well, we are ready to talk about farmhouse style today. It's episode 31. And I know we all love farmhouse style.
We do. We all have elements of it in our home, don't we?
We sure
yeah.
do. But the interesting thing is that our styles are so different, and yet they mm-hmm. all incorporate that farmhouse style.
You know, I think the thing about farmhouse style, now obviously it's a modern version mm-hmm. of elements that were in farmhouses. When you think of a true farmhouse, my father's parents were farmers and lived in Missouri, and their home did not have all these elements because it was a very utilitarian home. Mm-hmm. Pieces of it, I'm going to talk about one thing today, but we have to remember that it is a style, but it's also a way of life, and I think it's an attitude as well, mm-hmm. and it's a real living close to the land, enjoying the land, type of attitude. And not all farmhouse style is the same. And here's the beauty about farmhouse style. It mixes so well with almost any other kind of style that
Very
you
true.
Have.
Very
yeah,
true.
That's really true. I love everything that you said about farmhouse style because it is so hot right now. It has mm-hmm. been for a while, and we don't see it really going away, but maybe morphing and incorporating other styles. And I think maybe the genesis of the beauty of farmhouse style, I mean, we know some of the more famous designers that have brought it to the forefront and the attention, but why people are drawn to it, I think, is maybe the comfort of home.
Yes.
It is
yes.
a very embracing type of style. It's not standoffish. It welcomes your family home, visitors home. Mm-hmm. It involves a lot of comfort, a lot of things with patina that, mm-hmm. you know, are really sort of a little soft around the edges. And
yeah,
to make
it's
your
a time-worn look.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
and I think
and
that
that's cozy.
With every, yeah, so cozy. And with, you know, all the technology and electronics and how busy everybody is, that this particular style, I don't think it's really it's not a coincidence that this is popular now when we're probably all the busiest we've ever been. You know,
that's exactly right.
Right. And you know, that's interesting you say that because I mix it with high-end French antiques. So it's really a mm-hmm. beautiful mix of these very kind of beautiful, ornate French antique pieces, but when you mix them with the farmhouse elements, it really gives it a totally different vibe. It makes it relaxed, it makes it feel comfortable, inviting, and it doesn't feel stuffy or over the top or just kind of like don't touch. It
right,
really
it's,
brings
it's approachable.
It
yeah,
it's
and
very
Anita,
approachable.
We've talked about this before. It's that high low.
Yes,
love
it's
the
that
high-low.
Rustic luxe,
refined and relaxed,
or yes,
burlap and
that
bling.
Is such Ooh, yeah. a beautiful look. I know our house is we built our house 21 years ago, and we built it to be, to look like a farmhouse mm-hmm. In this area.
It's beautiful, too.
Well, we just live in all around us is farmland, so certainly we were not going to build any other style, and it really does go with the way that we live, mm-hmm. because farmhouse is really definitely a way of life.
Okay, well, yeah, let's get into... Oh, go ahead.
No, well, I was going to say my look is the farmhouse glam because we had to put a name on it.
It's
but
that
beautiful. Made you.
That is
beautiful.
What it is. And it's very akin to what Anita's got going on because I do also have sort of a They might not be necessarily very expensive because some of my stuff is, you know, from thrift stores and whatnot, but the
it's from those early morning after you've been partying all night when you were young, going to all of those flea markets and things.
That's right, right. And so I'm mixing the blingy high-end or looking high-end mirrors, gilded things with, you know, a beat-up galvanized container that I'm putting my boxwoods in or something like that. So I'm making farmhouse style my own in that way.
And I think you can do that. And see, I'm the same. I have very sort of classic furniture and it mixes beautifully. It softens it, gives it a more welcoming look. It doesn't make it staid or stuffy. And so I think that's, you can take all these different styles and we're saying the same thing, that it makes things look charming, welcoming, worn, loved, and it just is a beautiful look.
And I like to think of some of the farmhouse items as being, I like to call them rusty, crusty, and chippy. So
I like that. That's perfect. So you're going to see that those words on my blog. That's awesome.
That's right. So if it's rusty, crusty, and chippy, it's probably farmhouse style.
Oh, that's
let's
so,
talk about
so cool.
some specific things that people can add to their homes to give them farmhouse style. So I'm going to start with breadboards. And, well, I'm going to say wood things, like breadboards, dough bowls, wooden bowls, but these kind of things with a wood finish and kind of rustic. And the breadboards are so hot right now.
That they have a history. They look like they have a history.
Well, right. You know, you can get the reproduction ones now, but the old ones were used, they're you know, like 100 years old, some of these. But I know Patina Farm used them on her cover of her book, and I've been using them like crazy. And when I was at Round Top, they said they've been selling like hotcakes, which is no surprise to me. Once it gets out in blog land, things sell.
Yeah, I've had, I have the boards as well, and I think they really warm up my white kitchen a lot. And they're so useful.
Yes,
I like things that are functional.
A little bit of warm wood, absolutely.
Yeah, so just be careful if you get them because, you know, my new ones I trust, but some of these old ones, I don't know what's been on them, so I don't know that I would actually put food on directly on some of these, but, you know, just use some caution there.
Okay.
Beautiful.
What else, Siobhan? Do you have one?
I do. We're going to talk about galvanized accents. And we're going to talk about not the shiny. We're not doing shiny. We're doing that dull galvanized patina that is so beautiful.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can get a lot of reproductions of really nice looking galvanized pieces that have an old look to them. One thing I love, and I don't know this is necessarily, it might be Italian or French farmhouse, but I love those olive baskets.
I was going to say the olive
baskets. Oh yeah, those are great.
Well, I think those are mostly from Italy, but there's a lot of, the real ones are beautiful, the vintage ones, but I've seen some much less expensive, new, more shiny ones at the store. The reproduction.
You know what? I have a post about how to...
I was just going to say, Yvonne, don't you have a post?
Yes, how to dull that down and give it a real...
Oh, perfect.
Yes, and a real old look. But galvanized accents are just white hot.
Yeah, and I think they have everything is galvanized.
I know.
Honestly,
and
if you stand
so
still,
pretty.
Someone will galvanize you. No, it's great. And so you can get it, you know, really at a really reasonable price point too. And the thing about galvanized things is, if it's cheap, it doesn't look like it's cheap. It just looks galvanized. And you know, you
beautiful.
I mean, the real deal is going to have dings and nicks and maybe a paint chip and all of that, which you know would be hard to recreate. But just a right off the factory floor galvanized reproduction looks pretty darn good.
They're beautiful. And I like to use galvanized trays. And
yeah,
they
trays
just
are
give
great.
And you can do that like I do with my classic, with my, you know, neutral colored sofa, and it looks just fine. They look really beautiful. They look real warm. And here's another thing, because I can sit my stuff outside, I just sit sometimes my galvanized things outside. I have an olive bucket that wasn't really expensive that sat out all winter, and it looks pretty cool right now.
Better with age and elements.
I don't pay for those reproduction rust finishes. I just set them out at the farm out in the rain.
Your own rust.
That's right.
DIY rust.
The real thing. That's right. That stuff's real, baby.
My rust is real. How about something a little bit more structural? If you're willing to take a little time or pay someone to do it, you could add some beadboard or some shiplap a room as an accent wall or as a sort of, you know, just the half wall and do with the chair rail.
That's such
a great look and really can transfer, especially if you're living in a home that doesn't have a lot of special moldings or something like that. That can go a long way to adding some character.
And I found some painted beadboard. I think I'd mentioned it in our salvage episode for the porch ceiling in our house. So you can buy it already, in the salvage yard as well. Or the new.
And I have a couple posts. My husband, we've put accents of shiplap on some walls, but we have a really easy way to do it. So I'll put that in the show notes as well.
Yeah, and
she said we. Even though she's quality control.
Well, when I say we, what do I mean, girls?
Your quality
Bobby.
Control.
Yeah,
Bobby did it.
Well, and I'm going to tell you, we had an old farmhouse on our farm when we bought it that we sold the house. And that's what you do in Texas out in the country. You sell the house and just have it moved off your property. You don't sell your property. but it had real shiplap, the original stuff. But I'm going to tell you, it was full of nail and tack holes. So, that's the problem with the real old stuff. And I remember telling my realtor that I was going to paint it, and she said, you can't do that. Well, anyway, we ended up selling it, but now people are getting the memo that you can paint it. So
shiplap is such a warm look.
And it's so inexpensive, and it just planks horizontal,
so inexpensive. Yeah,
we did a wall, the wall behind my vintage stove is the shiplap, and I love it.
It's a beautiful look.
Well, while we're talking about all these items and everybody's kind of getting their appetites whetted for maybe a little farmhouse shopping, let me tell you that Farmhouse Refined has been generous enough to offer a welcome discount to any of the Decorating Tips and Tricks listeners. So if you use the code WELCOME at Farmhouse Refined, you'll get 15% off your first order. And it's farmhousrefined.com. And
Put it
in the show notes. And let me just tell you a little bit about the proprietor of Farmhouse Refine. Her name is Susan. She is actually on Be Home, our app, with us as well.
Yay, Be Home.
When we were talking about, she was congratulating us on the podcast, and I said we're doing a farmhouse episode. She said, well, I would love to give a discount to your listeners and welcome them to my shop. She has found her bliss with her shop. She had a corporate job for years, and like so many of us, has she reinvented herself and is now operating her shop and loves every minute of it, and she's doing a great job. The unique thing about Farmhouse Refined is that they never stock anything twice. So when it's gone, it's really gone. She lives out in horse country in Virginia, so I know she's finding things all around there. Plus she has, some of the staples of the farmhouse look, like we're talking about today, galvanized things and breadboards and all
that
good stuff.
She has beautiful things.
Yeah. So, and Susan has always loved decorating. In fact, she told me that when she was little, she didn't want to trade clothes with her girlfriends like my girls do. She wanted to trade room accessories.
A sign of a true decorator.
Yeah, she's definitely a kindred spirit. I don't know. Her friends might have looked at her. Too bad she wasn't friends with us when she was 10.
I would have done that. So we'll look for that discount code on our show notes. And hey, thank you so much, Susan.
Yes, thank you for sponsoring us. That's awesome.
Anita, you're up next, I think.
I know. Let's talk about baskets.
Because
that's one of my favorite ways to add farmhouse style to a room. And the beauty of it is you can use them for storage, too. And when I say basket, I'm thinking more about the a square or rectangular shaped baskets mm-hmm. rather than the round ones, and typically the kind with the lids that close. I have some very large ones that are trunk size that I use at the foot of our beds for
yes,
storing.
I've seen those. They're beautiful.
Bedding.
So you're talking more like almost a picnic basket style or like a
right.
wicker trunk or luggage shape?
Well, I mean, yes.
This is for Anita's style, though.
Right.
Well, but picnic basket size, you know, I have some old Fortnum & Mason baskets that are, you know,
ooh.
Picnic baskets. So, yeah, something like that. That's what I'm talking about.
Do you have any with the straps on them? I love that.
Yes, I do.
Ooh, I love that.
Yes.
I do, too.
Yes,
I actually have a a laundry basket, an old, true antique that has leather straps.
Oh, and then laundry baskets too, because I've got the mm-hmm. French laundry baskets, and those don't have the lids, but they're rectangular shaped, and they have the handles on both mm-hmm. sides, and those
beautiful.
Are beautiful on top of. I use them on top of armoires.
Don't you love to think of all the hands that touched those basket
I
handles?
I do.
I love
and what
that.
They did. And
how their day was going. I hope they were all happy while they were doing
that.
Oh,
I'm sure they were doing all that laundry.
I'm sure they were. Well, they have to be. In your fantasy farmhouse.
And she rolls her eyes.
They're all thrilled.
Yeah.
They're like,
oh,
I could hear your
laundry.
Eye rolling. We didn't see it. We could hear it. I want to talk about the next thing is mason jars.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Of course.
And they're quintessential.
Right. Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
when I was growing up and I was really little and we'd visit my father's family in Missouri. They wouldn't have mason jars per se. They'd have jelly jars.
Oh, yeah.
And they aren't, yeah. And I mean, they weren't the decorative kind that you used to get, like, you know, decades like my grandmother got. They were plain because mm-hmm. they used them over and over again.
Oh, yeah.
But mason jars have been around forever and I use them. I do put up, jellies and fruits and things like that, and I just got a pressure cooker that does like vegetables and mm-hmm. puts up vegetables and things like that. So a little more techie this past
wow.
summer.
Well, see, and so, we use ours for smoothies, so the big ones.
Yes, but mm-hmm. you can drink out of them. You can use them to put flowers mm-hmm. in. You can arrange things in them. You can use them for granola to give as gifts. And you can put food in them, which I love. If I can stick
something.
Oh, I was
going to say that. I think in Blogland, you do that all the time.
Yeah, she does.
I do.
Everything's
one of my
so
favorite things is to do
yeah.
chili with a cornbread topping in a mason
yum.
Jar.
Well, and when I had a big party at our farm and we put mm-hmm. a big table outside, I mean, what did I do for glasses? I bought a big stack of mason jars, of course.
So pretty and so stylish. Now, let me just ask you, when I think of eating like, you know, I don't know, you know, chili or something out of a mason jar, like, do you need a really long fork? Or do you do a smaller mason jar and regular forks? What do you do?
Well, you start at the top. And I use, well, to eat chili, we use a spoon.
Yeah.
Right.
Like a soup
right.
spoon. So that's what we use, which is a little bit bigger. But, you know, while we're talking about mason jars, you've got to talk about, like, those bottle stands. You know,
you have to talk
dryers?
About them.
The dryers.
Yeah.
And I love to put my mason jars on top mm-hmm. of on each of those little spikes.
Yes, those are beautiful. And they have those at Round Top too. They were used to dry the old wine bottles. And
that's right.
The original
mm-hmm.
ones, the real vintage ones, are often 3 feet tall. They're huge.
Mm-hmm.
But that would
now
be perfect
they make
for me.
Great other. They would.
I'm not drying mine.
Are you going to dry your wine
bottle? I don't wash and dry them.
She just recycles them.
No, I'm more of a riddling rack girl. I like it with the wine when there's stuff in it, the bottle when it's stuff
mm-hmm,
in it.
Mm-hmm. But those bottle drying racks are amazing. Now they're smaller. You can mm-hmm. hang your cups on them or like I do.
Right.
That's exactly what we do is we use mm-hmm. them to dry the mason jars after we're done using them.
Oh, great idea.
Mm-hmm. Again, functional. Functional
Very
farmhouse
utilitarian.
Style.
That's yes. one of my favorite words.
Okay, how about enamelware? I love enamelware.
Mm.
And I think that's really farmhousey. And there are reproductions out there, but the real deal is pretty reasonable.
Mm-hmm.
And you could definitely tell with enamelware,
because
unlike
of the
galvanized.
They're usually chipped.
Yeah. Well, the thing, enamelware looks like new enamelware. Mm-hmm,
yeah, mm-hmm. But the thing about it is, if you're going to eat outdoors, we have a set that we use kind of out by the creek because, you know, once we carry it out there, it's been knocking around and, you know, you don't sure. want something to break. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's great for picnics and outdoor parties and so forth. So,
and better than paper. That's right.
Yeah. But it's also, but like you were saying, you can get old vintage enamelware pitchers and, mm-hmm. and all kinds of things, not just the plates.
Oh yeah, I love the coffee cans, you know, the coffee makers.
Oh yes.
Yeah, and Etsy is a great resource for
that. Yeah, pots and pans and things, yeah.
Yeah, my grandmother, before Rachel Ray had her garbage bowl, my grandmother had an enamel garbage bowl. And I have one just like it. And I've used that for decades. When I'm cooking, I'll bring down, it's a yellow enamel bowl, and I use it to throw all my garbage in. It makes it so much easier to cook. So Rachel probably got that from, you know, her, maybe her grandmother. Who knows?
Or your grandmother.
Or my nanny. Yes, absolutely.
Okay, another element of farmhouse style is ironstone dishes, which we think of as being white, but you can get them in other colors as well. But mm-hmm. the white is so beautiful to display, just a whole set of them. And once you have a, you know, when you have a large collection of them, the white just looks so fresh and clean and beautiful and not overwhelming.
Oh, I love ironstone. And I don't have a huge collection of it, but I do have a good many pieces. And I mix that with my other just everyday white things that I collect as well.
Oh, I think that's perfect.
I'm not too much of an ironstone snob.
No, I mean, I have the very old vintage platters, mm-hmm. but a lot of my other things that I have it with in my cabinets are new things that I just bought very cheaply, mm-hmm. like a very cheap white soup tureen that I bought at the thrift store for $15. And then it'll be next to these beautiful vintage, you know, all scratched up old platters.
Sure. And do you notice that all the things that we're talking about are add such warmth? You know, as we speak mm-hmm. of them, I can just feel how cozy and warm and beautiful they are in a very simple way.
Mm-hmm. I think that defines the farmhouse style.
It does. It does. My next thing I want to talk about isn't a real thing, but it's more that you can have in your home, but it's that fork-to-table gardening. And that is so defines farmhouse style. And this is something we do. We have a big raised bed garden in our backyard, and we also have a potting bench with lots of, like, we have like a half of a whiskey barrel that I have a lot of my herbs in, and I actually have an herb garden out too in my vegetable garden. But just having, you can grow vegetables and herbs in pots, so you don't need mm-hmm. a lot of land. But it's that attitude that you go out and, you know, I love to go out and just like pick my herbs and bring mm-hmm. them in, and I do put them in a mason jar and I have them as I cook. It's just such a lovely way to live, I think.
I just want to let you know, I just planted some rosemary and basil. So,
whoa!
I know y'all are so surprised.
Let's say a prayer, Yvonne.
Rosemary's tough.
Rosemary
and basil is too, as long as it doesn't is not too cold. And
good luck, basil.
I love that.
Maybe you should make a caprese salad tonight.
And also, you can grow lettuce in like a big wide, if you have a planter or a container, like tender lettuces, they grow wonderfully. Mm-hmm. It's just that beautiful, sustained gardening and things like that.
I found from that lettuce too, because I did used to grow things like that, vegetables, mm-hmm. and the
lifetime.
All righty, smarty. It's like if you leave it too long, it gets bitter. So that's one of the things
does.
I remember.
It does. That's why you have mm-hmm. to, you know, you don't plant it all at one time, mm-hmm. and you mm-hmm. you plant a little bit and you pick it when it's very tender. Mm-hmm. But yeah, yes. I mean, I've had where I've planted 26 varieties of tomatoes one time.
Oh my goodness.
I know, when I was very young, and we would bring literally bushels full. And because we planted them, I thought, oh no, I've got to put them up. And I would be up till like 2 o'clock in the morning. The smell of tomatoes never left my house. Oh. And then just one day, like in August, and it's humid, like 98 degrees, humid, I'm dripping wet. I'm thinking in my nice air conditioned kitchen, looking out onto my garden, I don't think I'm going to do that today. Because I just was so tired. I'm in doing things, and my little birdie voice of my daughter says, "Mommy, look what we did." And they took my son and she took the wagon out and just filled it with tomatoes. Oh. It was like, oh no! But it was so sweet. You do live and learn. You know, and now if we have overages, now you can give to a food pantry.
Oh, yeah, but you know, idea. I have a great recipe, and it calls for, I think, 2 heads of garlic and a ton of olive oil and fresh tomatoes, and it's divine.
Ooh. Oh, put that on the show notes.
Yes.
And
yes.
I have a post about it's how to be grow what, garlic.
That can be farmhouse enough. Mm-hmm. Okay, who's next?
Well, I think it's the whole, just to touch on what you said, Yvonne, it's the whole connection with the land thing, and I think that is also what we mentioned in the beginning, why farmhouse
style.
Or you
can fake it, even if you don't have it. It's just the idea the objects are in.
Well, yeah, but I think that's why the look is so popular. I think people want to be doing that, whether it's a one tomato plant in a pot, and you know, it makes you feel like you're a little connected. And I think the whole idea of the farmhouse style, as you mentioned, is like sort of a lifestyle and an attitude.
Yes,
not just. Right. You know,
and I
decor
think there's
pieces.
A romance of the idea of having a place out in the country, although, you know, not everybody wants to do that, but it just, so they just want to take pieces of that and put that in their city house.
Anita, you are so right, because loving something and loving the idea of something is so different.
Right, right.
You know, I love the idea of having chickens.
Yeah,
I would love to raise chickens, but doing it,
You know, my friends here in the city have some chickens, but don't tell anybody, they're not supposed to have them.
We won't say a word.
No one's gonna hear yet.
Okay. Yeah, no, only the billion people that listen to this podcast now know.
But yeah, but you can love something and love the idea of it and put a little bit of that into your home. Mm-hmm. Have like one of those really cool porcelain egg crates that you can stick all the pretty brown eggs
in.
Yeah,
there you go.
Good enough.
Mm-hmm. Right. Sure. Or make friends with Anita's neighbor. Get your eggs from them. Reclaimed wood is a great thing to add to your home too.
Yes.
And you can do that in pieces of furniture. Mm-hmm. You can do that in the flooring if you need to replace your flooring or you want to replace your flooring. Just something that has some age to it. And again, the element of the wood, especially if you have a lot of white in your home, is absolutely beautiful. And
you need that. You need that.
Yeah,
is
a fresh farmhouse look.
Yeah.
What about, you know what we didn't touch on, is something with a chippy paint finish.
Oh.
Well, we do love our chippy paint.
Well, that's part of that rusty, crusty chippy. I mean, you need something with chippy paint on it. So it might be a salvage piece of a corbel or, you know, just something from an old house, or it could be a piece of furniture. It could be an antique, or it could be something that you...
paint yourself.
That's right, that you painted with a faux finish.
Yeah, so I think the whole idea of the farmhouse style is that incorporate it, if you love it, incorporate it to the extent that you can, and mix it in with other items in your home and other styles. I mean, I know Yvonne has, you know, lucite tables. And
I do.
Very, very firmly entrenched in farmhouse. I mean, my house, I was happy when I did the research about it to find out that it's actually a folk Victorian, a Queen Anne folk Victorian.
Oh,
and I love that idea because folk Victorian farmhouse. And so when I did the research about it, I thought, well, yeah, I love the farmhouse look and it feels authentic here, but it can be authentic in any kind of environment. Just don't go overboard, you know, don't make it like it's a farmhouse store.
No, you know? No, it's a little overload. That would be overload.
Well, and I think also I think of this new farmhouse look. It's not quite the same as the old country look, you know, from several decades ago.
Right.
It's much more updated. So,
and you know, Anita, if you like farmhouse style, you can get a magazine now called American Farmhouse Style.
Yes, and guess who's in it right now? It's our Yvonne. Isn't that one?
Yes, I am. I'm in the spring summer issue. I did a table setting, and they so sweetly put me in. And then Nita, you were in it.
I didn't even know that. I'm
me.
So excited.
That's right. That's right. And so it's a great magazine. I love it. And I'm so excited you're in it. So please go out and get a copy.
Thank you. Likewise. But you can find this on your newsstand, or we'll put a link to it also. And it shows you the various and different styles of American farmhouse living, which is I just think is so wonderful. You know, there's other things like a farmhouse sink and aprons and tablecloths and having a clothesline and quilts. There's so many other things that say farmhouse. Well, girls, we're running out of time. I wish we had more time to discuss farmhouse style and all of its different machinations, but we just want our listeners to remember, we are here to inspire you to create a beautiful home. Until next time.
Hey there. If you're loving our podcast like we're loving our podcast, we would love you to rate and review us. Head to iTunes to do that. It's easy, and it would mean so much to us. And if you do rate and review us, we're going to enter you to win a fantastic giveaway. The details for the giveaway are in the show notes for this episode, and you can find the show notes at decoratingtipsandtricks.com.